Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. How the heck are you today? Man, oh man, oh man. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yesterday, we got a great, program lined up for you today. Yesterday, I was talking about, well, I played for you the Tucker Carlson and Mark Glazer, right? Mark Glaze interview on Tucker Carlson a couple nights ago. And it was, you know, started about the Seattle gun tax, and Tucker took him on, and it was a great interview, and I only got about halfway through that. I've got Dave Workman with me today. I want to play this clip in its entirety, then I'm going to go to Dave, who is intimately involved in the Seattle gun tax, and dissect what we hear from Mark Glaze trying to defend this gun control scheme. So here we go. Let's play Tucker Carlson. We'll play the entire clip now, and then we'll go to Dave Workman. Here you go.
It's been successful in that it has driven most gun sales into the suburbs, but it's raised far less revenue than expected, and it has done nothing to lower crime. Shootings, in fact, are up substantially this year. So what do you do? Well, of course, the only proper response to a failed policy is to double down. It's called faith-based policymaking. City Council candidate John Grant says the city ought to double the tax to raise more money. Mark Glaze is an anti-gun activist, senior advisor to Guns Down. He joins us tonight. Now, Mark, I know that as someone who believes in science, we were just talking about science in the commercial break.
We love science.
And your fealty to it.
Yeah.
That you want to go by the data. Okay. Right. So if I sell a policy on the basis of a promised outcome, and that outcome not only fails to materialize, but the opposite happens, then I probably ought to pause and rethink my assumptions. But that doesn't seem to be the case here.
Well, look, the reason the city council decided to impose this gun tax is to raise some money to do gun violence research. It didn't raise as much money as they hoped, so why not, you know, why not keep trying?
Because that's not what happened, as you know.
What happened?
The purpose of this was, as you're right, revenue.
Right.
Of course, all governments want more money.
Right.
But the idea was if you tax something, it will reduce its use.
Well, right.
And in fact, the opposite happened. And by the way, I'm not going to demagogue this. I'm not blaming this stupid law for the increase in violence in Seattle.
Right.
I'm merely saying it had no effect.
Right.
We know that for sure.
Well, for one thing, the city council actually says, and I think legally they have to say this, that the idea was not to retard the sale of guns in the way that we do with other kinds of sin taxes. They say it's just about revenue. But in fairness, if you actually want to raise more money and you actually want to discourage gun purchases by raising taxes, they should do it statewide. Otherwise, what's happening, as you said earlier, is that it's just driving gun sales out of Seattle and into the suburbs where they don't have this.
There's no reason.
All right, let me stop right there and go to Dave Workman. Dave, it's hard to go through this whole thing without stopping it piece by piece here because I want to get your input in here. You were the one that filed the Freedom of Information Act to get the revenue. It was because of you that we know how crappy this was. And you just heard Mark Glaze admit, he just got caught lying. He lied himself right into a corner. He said, first of all, they did it to study gun violence. And then he flat out admitted, I think they legally had to say that. In other words, it was about taxing guns out of existence in Seattle. Did I hear that the same way you did, or should I say, did you hear it the same way I did?
Well, I heard it, and you're right. You have to stop in the middle of something like this, if only just to barf. you and I have been over this ground before. We've chatted about this, and the bottom line to this is, yes, it really does appear that the city of Seattle adopted this ordinance not simply to raise revenue, but to tax the gun people out of the city, and maybe to drive the gun stores and gun business out of the city of Seattle. You know, Seattle is a beautiful town. It's only about 20 minutes in any direction from the United States, and they have a whole different way of thinking inside the city of Seattle, which defies any kind of logic. And I'm saying that as a private individual, I don't represent anybody, but as a journalist, you're right, I filed the lawsuit against the city of Seattle for violating the Public Records Act, state of Washington. I had to take the city to task for not releasing revenue information about this gun tax more than a year ago. I made initial inquiries after the gun tax took effect just to find out if it was going to meet the stated goals or the predicted goals of raising $300,000 to $500,000 a year. It was my lawsuit that pushed the city of Seattle to the brink of having to admit, first, that they had collected less than $200,000, and when that didn't satisfy me, we stayed in court, and finally the judge said, hey, you guys can't withhold this information. Turn it over. And it turns out that the city of Seattle collected only $103,000, 766 and some change from their whole first year of collecting this revenue. And one of the reasons I think for that is they drove one of the biggest gun dealers out of town. That gun dealer is now doing business in another city. So
right. Well, and Dave, you just heard Mark Glaze on here admit as much that it wasn't. First, he tried, but he was challenged by Tucker. He originally said they tried to fund research into gun violence. Tucker challenged him on that, and then he came back and said, well, yeah, true. And then he gave what we all know was coming next, and that was they ought to do it, the whole state ought to do it, not just Seattle. Let me continue with this for a minute, and let's continue to break this down, and I'll take as long as I have to on this to get your response because you were intimately involved here. Let's continue listening to Mark Glaze and Tucker Carlson basically shred him. Here we go.
The city of Seattle, which can't keep its sidewalks clean, as you know, should be doing scientific research into gun violence. I mean, that's just like not the proper role of a city, obviously. And there's no, I mean, it would be totally politicized. But do you think it's interesting anyway that violence went up after this? Like, what does that tell you about gun control?
Well, I think it's correlation, not causation.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. But can you think of a state, any state in America, where there's a direct connection between gun laws, gun control laws, and lowered violence? I see the opposite. I see the most liberal gun states, Vermont being the most liberal. It's got one of the lowest murder rates in the country. Same with New Hampshire.
Well, that's because it's country.
All right. Dave, Vermont is country. There are no cities and towns in Vermont. You see how they shrug this off?
Oh, yeah. And I think if you sit back and look at this, as I really did, a lot of people claim that I'm nothing but a gun rights activist and a gun rights advocate. I'm sorry, that doesn't pass the smell test. I'm a journalist. Guns happen to be my beat. Now, whether they like that idea at the city of Seattle or the Seattle Times or any place else, that's what I am. I could just as easily go out and cover school board meetings. Would that make me an education advocate? I don't know. But here we're sitting with a situation where the Seattle City Council, which is completely loaded with people who are vehemently anti-gun and in favor of all kinds of gun control, they came up with this scheme. Yes, ostensibly it was to raise money for some kind of gun violence research that would have been done by maybe Harborview Medical Center or whoever they decided. The rest of the money, I don't know what they were going to do. Some kind of gun intervention programs or whatever they want, however they want to describe this. The bottom line is this is a is a gun control scheme. And it is, I think, accomplishing what it was primarily designed to do, which is push gun sales outside the city. It's the old, well, I'll create a utopia here and everybody will come kind of a dream. And Tucker was right. Violence has increased. There has been a marked increase in the number of reported shooting incidents in the city of Seattle over the last year, year and a half. And so, obviously, this isn't working. Because the city collected so little, it has accomplished really less than nothing. They had to pay the attorney's fees for the Second Amendment Foundation, which supported the lawsuit. They've also had to pay a fine. And, you know, that money doesn't come out of thin air. That money came from taxpayers.
Well, you know, it's fascinating to me how I've watched Mark Glaze here flat out admit. And if you go back and listen to it, you'll hear him say, when Tucker Carlson said, you know, look, that this is not the place for the city to be researching gun violence. That's not what this, that's not the role of the city. And he says, well, yeah, you can hear him say, well, yeah. So he tries, doesn't get away with it, gets called on it, and then begins to snake over and spin it. Now, when we come back, I'll go ahead and play the remainder of it. We're halfway through it, and then we'll wrap up with that. It's quite fascinating, particularly how Tucker Carlson ends it with the statements he makes about Bloomberg, which are quite fascinating because I think we've said similar things here. You'll hear it when we come back. We'll wrap up with the last 2 minutes of Tucker with Mark Glaze, and Dave Workman and I will deconstruct it, and then we'll go on to a whole bunch of other stuff. We've got lots to cover with you today. Back right after this here on the Armed American Radio Network Daily Defense. Be right back. I'd like to share with you the story of a true American hero today. This is the story of a man named Buddy. Now, Buddy is an Army vet who spent his life defending his country and his fellow man. But when Buddy needed help, the screwed up legal system turned on him and threw him in jail simply for defending his family. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend showed up on Buddy's doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested him. That's when Buddy called the USCCA because he knew that his membership gave him exclusive access to a network of pro Second Amendment attorneys, upfront funding for bail and legal fees, and the peace of mind that someone was on his side. The USCCA got Buddy back to his daughter, wife, and life, and they can do the same for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see their world-class training and resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense coverage. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, continuing now with the Tucker Carlson, Mark Glaze piece from Tucker Carlson show a couple days back. I think it was on the 29th. We're going to continue this, play it for about 2.5 minutes. So I'll let it play through. You never know. I might have to stop it because, like Dave says, it's tough to go through these things without barfing, but I've gotten so used to it. Let's just play it through, and we'll see if we can make it through without getting some commentary till the end.
Yeah, I'll give you a counterexample. I used to work for Mike Bloomberg, the mayor of New York. New York is the safest big city of its size anywhere in the country, and part of the reason is it's very hard to carry a gun there. They don't hand out many permits for that.
All right, see, I can't go any farther. Dave, he says it's very hard to get a permit. They don't hand out permits. So in other words, law-abiding citizens with guns make New York dangerous. Isn't that what he just said?
I think that came pretty darn close, yeah. And, you know, it is well known that Michael Bloomberg is the bankroll behind every town for gun control, or I mean every town for gun safety, and whatever that means. And he also supports Moms Demand Action for gun control or for gun sense in America. And he has been an advocate of restrictive gun laws all over the place. He helped push through Initiative 594 out here in Washington State. He has supported anti-gun candidates for political office in Washington, Oregon, Colorado, and elsewhere. That's no big secret. So he's got an agenda, and the organizations that he supports push that agenda. I happen to have grown up in Washington State, where it is specified in the state constitution that you have a right to bear arms in defense of yourself and the state. You know, the Bloomberg types don't like that. But out here, we've got well over 500,000 people who are legally licensed to carry firearms. And that's more than in some of the most populated states in the country. And
well,
we're very...
I would have liked to have... Of course you are. And what I would have liked to have seen, Tucker, and I know it's easy to Monday morning quarterback interviews, even my own. I go back and listen and go, man, I should have said this, or gosh, I should have done that. I do it all the time. In this case, I would have loved to have seen Tucker say, well, wait a minute. So you're saying that the law-abiding people who pay hundreds of dollars, jump through hoops, get their that's the reason for gun crime? That would cause an increase in gun crime in New York City? Because that is exactly what Mark Glaze just said. He said they don't give out permits. In other words, permits are the bad guys. So hold on, let's just continue here. And I swear I'm going to try to get through the whole thing. It's so tough. Hold tight.
True, because actually New York City has had the same, roughly the same gun laws. Only rich and famous people can get guns. And trust me, they do. Average people are totally shafted for generations. And it was one of the most dangerous cities in the country 20 years ago. We have no idea why it became safer, actually. I wrote a whole book on this, and we don't really know. But we know that the gun laws have remained the same. So if easy access to guns makes for a dangerous place, why is Wyoming so safe?
Well, for one thing, I mean, there are plenty of gun deaths in Wyoming. They don't usually happen as a result of crime. They happen as a result of accidents and other things. But a good counterexample is California. They have some of the toughest gun laws in the country. It's a big, huge state, as you know, and they have comparatively low rates of gun violence. I think that there's causation there. Tougher gun laws means lower crime rates.
Huh. What about Chicago?
Chicago is a tough example.
Part
of the reason it makes sense to have federal gun laws is that while Chicago has really tough gun laws, people who want to get guns on the criminal market just have to leave Chicago and go somewhere else.
I've heard that, but...
So, Dave, people who really want to get guns in California, which, by the way, his numbers are far off base, not enough time to go into that, but couldn't the same argument be made for California criminals who want to just get guns, they can just go somewhere else and get them? Couldn't the same exact argument be made?
Well, I think the argument is already there on its face. California criminals certainly haven't been disarmed by any of these ridiculous gun control laws. And indeed, they can get guns by sneaking across the border and stealing them, or from going to some place, stealing them out of a police car maybe, or any number of illegal and illicit sources for firearms in places where there are heavy gun control laws. Look at New York, look at Chicago, the complaints that all of these shootings in Chicago are committed with guns that have come from out of state, from someplace else.
Right,
well,
right.
You know, that's not legal firearms traffic. I did a story, I don't know, about 6 months ago at Liberty Park Press and in the gunmag.com, where I'm senior editor, about a robbery, the theft of a bunch of firearms from a railroad car at the rail yards in Chicago. Now, I guarantee you that those people were not federally licensed firearms dealers, and when they did a gun transaction, there was no background check involved in that thing.
Not only did you do the story, we talked about it on air here for that very purpose, and you've done another one more recently that I want to get to. Let's go and finish this Tucker stuff. I swear I'm going to try to get through it. Hold on.
Actually, that's not really the problem.
Well, sure.
And as you know as well as I, gun control is not really about making a city or a state or a country safer. It's about controlling the population and disarming them.
Oh, come on.
If that weren't the case,
then
I emphatically do believe it. I do believe it. I think it's obvious from the behavior of gun control people, like this lunatic in Washington State, who, after watching this law fail, is pushing to double down. It tells you everything. It's not about making the city safer. It's getting more dangerous.
Look,
but they don't care.
All I can tell you is that, you know, I've been doing this work for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Nobody who does this stuff is actually concerned about controlling the populace. They actually don't want 90 people to be killed with guns in this country every day, which is something that does not happen in other countries that look and feel a lot like us.
There aren't that many countries that look and feel a lot like it's actually a little more complicated than you're suggesting. But I wonder if guns are so bad, and this, people often say this, but I've never gotten a real answer. Why does Mike Bloomberg have armed bodyguards?
Well, because I
don't get it. Like, if I run a bodega in the Bronx, I don't get to carry a gun. I'm in a lot of danger. Mike Bloomberg doesn't think I should have a gun. I can't be trusted.
Well,
and yet he runs around because he's a billionaire with all these guys with automatic weapons. Why is that fair for him, but not for the bodega guy?
But guess what he's protecting himself against? Bad guys with guns.
What about the bodega owner? He's not allowed to have a gun, but Mike Bloomberg is, because his life is more valuable?
Well, look, I don't think
it's more valuable.
I think people like Mike Bloomberg, like you, might be targets because you're in the public eye.
Mike Bloomberg's a total hypocrite, actually. I mean, if guns are so bad, then why does he surround himself with them? And again, people at real risk, delivery men, can't have them.
Look, people who are in the public eye are at higher risk. I don't begrudge them having bodyguards. But the best solution to that, so that Mike Bloomberg and you don't need bodyguards, is to actually go upstream in the problem and make sure the bad guys can't get guns in the first place.
The second Bloomberg disarms, I'll be next. I promise.
All right. This is a great place to take a break. As we come back from the next segment, we'll wrap up with this. But here's how I'll close out with it, Dave Workman, and that is, I don't care if Mike Bloomberg disarms or not. I'm not going to. Period. I don't care if he does or not. Now, we all know he's not going to because he is a hypocrite. But it doesn't make any difference to me if Mike Bloomberg. Now, I know what Tucker Carlson was saying, and I understand he was being facetious, and he was trying to make a bigger point. And he was saying the moment these hypocrites who carry guns and have bodyguards and tell me I can't get rid of theirs, then I'll get rid of mine. Bill Maher said the same thing. But I'm going to take it right down to a... And yeah, there are a lot of hyperbole there, but I'm going to take it right down to the bottom. I don't care if he does or not. I never will. If you want mine, come and get it. Dave Workman, when we come back, we'll get your comments on that. And then I want to go to some great pieces that you've written over the last few days. And we'll have some more fun. Dave Workman, thegunmag.com, senior editor over there. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to cram it all in best we can. Be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. You know, Michael Bloomberg gets it. He believe it or not, he gets it. He does. That's why he has armed bodyguards. He understands that it's his responsibility to protect himself and his family. That's why he does what he does. That's the hypocrisy from Michael Bloomberg. He completely gets it. He does. He's just a flat out, he ought to be ashamed of himself as an American. He ought to be absolutely flat out ashamed, because he does get it. He understands that protecting himself and his family is his responsibility. That's why he has legions of armed guards. But you, if you're ever forced to defend yourself, your wife, or your child, it's a decision that you're going to have to make on the spot. You don't have Mike Bloomberg's bodyguards. So the instant when you know the threat is real, you have a split second to act. Now, we know we would act if someone that we loved was in danger. Mike Bloomberg's bodyguards would act as well. But the aftermath is scary if you're not Mike Bloomberg, okay? Something that would change our lives forever, not his. Now, you need protection from the law. He won't. He's surrounded by law. So you get yourself the self-defense insurance from the USCCA. They'll support you with 100% upfront coverage for criminal defense, civil suits, and bail funding. You have 24/7 critical response teams, local attorney coordination, and more. Visit armedandresponsible.com for coverage starting at only $13 a month. Visit armedandresponsible.com. We already know we're going to defend our loved ones. Now be prepared for the legal and financial battles to come. Activate your membership today at armedandresponsible.com. You'll also be entered to win a brand new gun. Love free stuff. Go to armedandresponsible.com. And I got an email from someone here I want to read real fast. just came in earlier. Hey, Mark, I discovered your show about mid-July, and all I can say is, wow, what a powerful message. I got my Mississippi Enhanced CCW permit just over a year ago and also joined the USCCA. Up until mid-late July, I only carried occasionally. Your statement about car insurance, it covered only on certain days, made me realize that this was a bad idea. I now carry always and never leave my cave without a club. Thanks for the confidence. I love that. And that came from Brian. He also has a question, but I'll go into that later. I don't have time for that now, Brian, but I promise you that I'll get back to it. And if I don't answer it on the air, I'll answer it by email. Okay, let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, you want to wrap up with the Mike Bloomberg comment from Tucker? You know, we know it's a little bit of hyperbole there, but he was making a point. How do you want to close that whole thing out?
Well, I think Tucker made the perfect point that Bloomberg is a world-class hypocrite. And frankly, Glaze doesn't seem to get it. Just because Bloomberg is high profile doesn't make him any more special than anybody else. I think the bodega operator is a high profile target for thugs. Therefore, the bodega operator should be able to have a firearm and carry it, especially when he or she is taking receipts to the bank when they're working at the bodega, even on their way to and from home. You know, the point is that we're all equal as far as our lives are concerned. All lives matter, and Mike Bloomberg's life is no more or less precious than the lives of anybody else. That's why you carry a firearm.
Well, apparently he thinks it is.
Well, he can think.
Well, apparently he thinks it is.
It doesn't make him right.
Exactly. And hey, we've got breaking news that just came in. You might have just heard that ding moments ago, just a split second ago. The news is breaking that Sheriff David Clark has resigned up in Milwaukee. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark has resigned. So don't know what that means, but there's a reason for it, I'm sure. Sheriff Clark is a friend of mine, and if we can find anything else out, I'll let you know during this hour. But that is interesting news, and I'm sure some other things will break. Okay, Dave, you're right on the money. You nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. You know, you were talking about where criminals get guns and all that good stuff. Back on August 29th, you wrote about a Colorado gun shop ripoff illustrating gun control blind spot. And, of course, the brilliance with which you wrote this piece, because you took that word loophole and put it right back on top of the gun grabbers who always like to use the word loophole, right? There's the boyfriend loophole. There's the gun show loophole. We can come up with every loophole in the world. Now it's the open carry loophole. Tell us about that piece that you wrote about the Colorado gun shop and why it highlights and illustrates gun control blind spots.
Well, the dirty little secret of gun control is that it doesn't work, and it does have a blind spot about the size of Mount Rainier. We talked about it in the last segment where I mentioned the fact that a whole bunch of guns had been stolen from a railroad car in Chicago. This is the big loophole, gun theft. And whether it is happening like it seems to be happening in the Denver area over the last year and a half, where somebody will steal a car and ram it through the front of a gun shop and then run in, and in 5 minutes they grab every firearm they can, and the next thing you know, those guns are all out there in circulation, or whether they steal them out of somebody's car or a police car or from somebody's resident. I've had a friend who lost several firearms to a home burglar, and they were in his house, I think, probably for the sum total of 5 minutes, and then they were gone. This is the loophole that nobody's going to be able to close, because, after all, criminals are in the business to break the law. They're not there to obey any law that ever was written. And none of those transactions involving any of those stolen guns will ever come close to having a background check. And those guns could be used in a multiple number of crimes. So this is the loophole that the gun control people don't want to admit exists. They just, you know, for some reason, can't bring themselves to acknowledge that criminals get their firearms from criminal sources. not from legitimate firearms dealers, and certainly not from gun shows. And instead of facing that fact, they instead want to throw all kinds of roadblocks in the way of law-abiding citizens who only want to exercise their Second Amendment rights. Now, that may sound a little strange for a journalist to be saying, but as I said before, guns are my beat, and I've written this, and you've talked about it before. There are 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights. It's not a smorgasbord from which you can pick and choose. It's a 10-course meal. And those rights are all important to us, and I happen to believe in the Second Amendment as much as I believe in the First. So where does that leave me? Well, probably in the twilight zone as far as journalism is concerned, but at least I can look at myself in the mirror every morning.
Well, you know, interesting points. I think we should create a new one. Clearly, there's a gun shop burglary loophole. There clearly is. To use their logic and their description and their use of that phrase, when they talk about, the iron pipeline and all this and that, it's all criminal activity, Dave. The rail cars you were talking about in Chicago, we talked about that right after you on the program with me, not long after that story originally broke, months and months back, we discussed it. So, but there's a loophole there that they don't want to talk about, and it's the burglary loophole. Let me give you, I love to use personal experience. The two gun shops down the street from my house, literally as the crow flies, a mile and a half, both of them are within, I guess, 500 to 600 feet of each other, frankly, or 1,000 feet of each other at the most, both of them. Both of them have been broken into, one of them three times. I've had the owner of the shop on my program just last week, or this week, in fact. And the second one was broken into a week ago, just a week ago. Now, these people bash in windows. They drive cars. They've right through walls. That's what's happened. They steal dozens upon dozens of guns. They're in and out in 67 seconds once they get in, and they're gone. And those guns wind up on the streets. That's the burglary loophole. It's not law-abiding citizens, as you heard Mark Glaze point out, that, well, New York doesn't have a gun crime problem because they don't give out permits. Wait a minute. Permits only apply to those law-abiding people who get permits. He's missing the criminal element there. That's a loophole. We'll be back with Dave Workman right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, remember, Michael Bloomberg, he can defend himself and his family, and he will. And he's got a lot of paid minions and Pied Pipers that will do it for him. You don't have that luxury. You're going to have to make split-second decisions, life and death, imminent. It's going to fall on you. And you're going to need protection if, in fact, you ever have to do that, okay? You know you're going to act. Make sure you have the protection there for you in the event that you do. The aftermath of that is frightening, but you can be protected. Get the USCCA insurance. 100% support. Upfront coverage. Upfront coverage. Hear me. Upfront coverage for criminal defense, civil suits, and bail funding. 24/7 critical response teams, local attorney coordination, and more. But the funding is upfront. ArmedandResponsible.com for coverages starting at only $13 a month. ArmedandResponsible.com. You know you're going to defend them. Make sure you're able to defend yourself. The USCCA has your back. They support you. It's peace of mind. Activate your membership today at ArmedandResponsible.com. You'll also be entered to win the brand new gun, ArmedandResponsible.com. All right, Dave Workman, here's an email. I want to get to the second part of that email I got from Brian because you might be able to help out. He listens to the show, thinks it's a great, powerful message. I love getting emails like that. But he says, I'm always looking for new sources for information. Are there any other media outlets that you recommend? So far, on the TuneIn app, I found Gun Talk, Georgia Carey, and Student of the Gun. Of course, that's in addition to Armed American Radio. Dave, where would you send Brian for more info, someone who's asking, besides the great Tom Gresham, besides this program, besides Student of the Gun and Georgia Carey and others, and he's in South Carolina. What would you recommend?
Oh, boy. You've got the bases pretty well covered there. For reputable sources, you could get on the Internet and talk to somebody who calls himself Magnum 44 from his mom's basement. But
I could give real names, but I'm not going to do that here.
Not a chance. But
no,
I think
that's true.
If you want reputable or if you want solid information, get it from reputable sources. And of course, there's the Gun Mag too. And if people want to read my tripe and some of the various gun magazines that are crazy enough to pay me, why, good enough for them. But I think you have really pegged it. You know, get your information from reputable sources. And I don't care what kind of information you're looking for. There's a wealth of solid information. If you read it online, make sure that what you're reading has a byline on it. That's a name of somebody, like a real human name, and not kill them all and let God sort them out, you know, or buy Flakehead or, you know, whatever. But you've got to take everything that you read with a grain of salt, and sometimes you need the whole salt shaker. But, the good sources are there, and rely on them because they're reputable. And they've
Liberty Park Press.
Let's make sure we get Liberty Park Press.
That's where you can read all the stuff that you've got online. In fact, you've got two great stories here. One of them that requires a little bit, I love the story. There, I don't have enough time to go into it today, but I'll just say it's the Washington State motorist on August 16th confrontation with a King County Sheriff's detective who approached with a drawn gun and did not immediately identify himself. He's in plain clothes. Boy, I'll tell you what, that could have gone south quickly, because if I was approached by someone with a gun not identifying himself as they're approaching me out on the street and I'm armed, whew, imminent threat, boy, that could go south quick. Can you tell us briefly what happened there?
Yeah, allegedly the fellow in the motorcycle who's making this complaint was speeding along in excess of the posted legal speed limit, and I've already verified that. The police officer in an unmarked car, but with lights on, red and blue flashing lights, approached this guy from behind, did not identify himself immediately, but had a Glock semi-automatic pistol in his right hand. His finger was not on the trigger. It was indexed along the side of the gun, and they had this confrontation about this guy's motorcycle habits, his speeding habits, and it could have gone south real fast.
Well, I'll tell you.
So, I spoke the other day with the sheriff, who's he's a personal friend of mine. And he said, yeah, this guy was immediately suspended. We are investigating, but there may be two sides to this story. And, let's find out.
Yeah, that's you can read that. It's titled Cops Drawn Gun Confrontation. What if Citizen did that? And you make a great point in here. You know, the cop gets placed on leave, quote unquote. A citizen doesn't have the luxury of being placed on leave. A citizen's going to wind up getting arrested, or worse. So, this is really interesting.
You know, this is not the kind of thing that I would recommend doing at home. You know, it's just we don't have red and blue flashing lights in our vehicles, and if we see somebody doing something what we consider real stupid, call the police. That's their business, not ours.
Well, there are also cases of people impersonating law enforcement.
Oh, yeah.
Not identifying yourself and getting out of luck. Anybody speeding, I've got caught speeding before. Never has a police officer approached me, and I've been stopped by a plainclothes officer one or two times in the past over my driving career when I was driving a lot more than I do now. I got stopped a number of times. But, there are also stories out there of individuals who, in fact, never, what I was going to say was that nobody's ever approached me with a firearm. So what am I supposed to think in this situation? Yeah, this was bad. I encourage you to go read it. You can see it at Liberty Park Press. Kicking and screaming, D.C. attorney asks en banc review of CCW case. Dave, we've got about 2 minutes max for this one, but this is Washington, D.C., yet again, kicking and screaming. And you're right, Alan Gottlieb has addressed it in another press release. They just simply will not abide by the law or any court decision. Where are we on this right now today on the 31st of August?
Well, I think we're headed maybe for the Supreme Court. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we're headed for a full en banc hearing on the D.C. concealed carry law. And the people who are in charge in the District of Columbia just simply refuse to abide by the Supreme Court's Heller ruling. It makes them crazy. And this is really all about control. You know, when they talk about gun control, we're talking control. And that's it.
Right. Well, Mark Glaze said it wasn't about control. But, of course, what he wants to do is control the right to bear arms through gun control. Again, another flat-out hypocritical lie from that man who comes off nice and smooth and polished. Okay, I'm sure he's a nice guy. He comes across that way, but you got to listen to what comes out of their mouths. You can't just headline surf. Yeah, Dave, this piece is titled Kicking and Screaming, D.C. Attorney Asks En Banc Review of CCW Case. Here's my guess on this. I'll just kind of throw this out. I really got to question the sanity of D.C. for pushing this. Here's why. The Wren case is a very strong case. You would think those attorneys know that. You would think they would have figured that out. You would also think they know that if it goes en banc, they're going to get a judge, a panel, to more than likely support them because the majority of those judges will be liberals, according to what Alan Gottlieb has told us, which means you would think they would figure out that a Second Amendment case is ripe for the court to take along with Gorsuch. You would think they would be smart enough to figure out that we would absolutely ask for cert at the Supreme Court and more than likely get it, in which case not only will they lose in D.C., but it will have federal and national implications. Are they thinking that far ahead?
I'm not sure how they think. You know, I've given up on that part. My crystal ball doesn't work as good as it used to. And believe me, as I explained to a guy this morning, I can't explain these people. I just write about them. And that's probably the
all right. Well, I'm going to leave it right there. It's a perfect place to stop. We're getting ready to end this hour. Dave Workman, thank you. Brilliance as always. Liberty Park Press and thegunmag.com. Thegunmag.com. Read everything Dave writes. It's too much fun. Dave Workman, thank you, sir.
American Handgunner Online.
American Handgunner Online. Armed American Radio will be back again tomorrow because we can. Lee Williams, the gun writer. The gun writer will be here. The gun writer. Lee Williams, the gun writer. I love that. Till tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.